So we're supposed to be going back to normal now with the vaccines and everything. And folks just want to put the year behind them. Everybody wants to start hanging out again as though this past year didn't happen. I can't just pretend like this past year didn't happen. And I'm not going to. Mainly because I think that what you did last year speaks to who you are as a person. You are what you did last year. If you followed the guidelines, if you did consistently practice safe behavior, then you are a person who like cares about the folks around you. You are a person who cares about truth. You have compassion. If you consistently ignore the guidelines, and I'm not talking about like essential workers and having to work and go in. I'm just talking about like you did not have to go out and do things that were unsafe and you did them anyway. I don't really want to hear you say that you're a good person. I don't want to hear excuses about why it was okay to do the things that you did. Like you did what you did. It is what it is. You are what you did. It reminds me, my wife and I went on vacation in April for our anniversary, and we went to Navarre Beach in Florida. The beach was really nice. The Airbnb was great. But every time we went to get a meal, the meals sucked. Like the meals were horrible. They were bland. They weren't cooked well. And after doing this for like 2 days, we were like, why do we consistently settle for bad meals? Like we keep giving these meals a chance and they're bland and they taste bad. So this might sound funny, but my wife's family's from Louisiana, so it makes sense. We joked about going to New Orleans, and we found out New Orleans was like 3 hours and 20. So we said, you know what? We're gonna make it a day trip. We got in the car, drove to New Orleans, had some of the most amazing food in the world, and came back, brought food so that the next day we didn't have to eat what was around. We gave that place like four meals, and then we were like, you know what? This isn't working. Some of y'all turned in horrible behavior for a whole year. You consistently ignored protocols. You consistently put people around you in harm's way. And you want us to just ignore what you did. Like, you really want that. Because in your mind, you think, I'm not those things that I did during the worst time of my life and the worst time of other people's lives. I'm not that person. I'm not that bad. But you are. Because you are what you did. Like, we are not just the things that we tell ourselves, the hopes and dreams that we pass along, like to other people about ourselves. We are what we do. You are what you did. And so, everything that you did last year, if you consistently ignored the protocols, that tells me who you are. If you consistently follow the protocols, that tells me who you are. And you can argue with me as much as you want. You can fight me on this as much as you want. I'm not an expert, so I could be wrong. I fully acknowledge that. But I don't think I am. And I don't think y'all can prove me wrong. You did what you did. And what you did, it didn't just speak to who you are, it spoke who you are. So I don't like this is I'm making this because when people are like, Daniel, like you're fully vaccinated, like, hey, things are safer now. Why aren't you coming? Why do you have an issue with what I did last year? What is your problem? This is here. You can watch this video. I don't have to keep repeating myself, wasting my time with folks. You are what you did last year. It is what it is. And you can argue with me as much as you want, but if you don't have a good argument, it is what it is.